VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Jonathan. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Yikes! Have you ever been too lazy to brush your teeth? Come on, be honest. Well, in today's video, they talk about precisely what happens when you don't brush your teeth, and it's not pretty. For the sake of your own health, I strongly suggest you give it a watch. For now, however, let's listen to today's featured sentence. Soon enough, that infection will trigger your immune system, which sends fighter cells to battle the bacteria. Okay, I'll say it one more time. Soon enough, that infection will trigger your immune system, which sends fighter cells to battle the bacteria. Okay, let's go to our pronunciation tips. For today, our blended words are your immune. So your and immune can blend together to almost sound like one word, your immune. That infection will trigger your immune system. Infection has a short I, short E, and then the shun sound, infection. And bacteria has four syllables, a short A, a long E, another long E, and then finally another short A. Bacteria. Let's go to our vocabulary. Our first word is infection. Infection is a disease in a part of your body that is caused by bacteria or a virus. Here's an example sentence. It's important to clean the wound before bandaging it in order to prevent infection. Our next word is infect. Infect is the verb form of infection, and it means to contaminate with a disease-producing substance or agent. Here's an example sentence. If you have a bad cold, you'd better stay home so you don't infect others with the same virus. Our next word is trigger. To trigger means to cause something to start. Here's an example sentence. His headaches may have been triggered by a lack of sleep. And our next word is bacteria. Bacteria is the plural of bacterium, which is a type of very small organism that lives in the air, earth, water, plants, and animals, often one that causes disease. Here's an example sentence. Wash your hands with soap before eating to kill and wash away any harmful bacteria. Now, you may be asking, what is the difference between bacteria and a virus? Well, according to Google, while both can cause disease, viruses are not living organisms, whereas bacteria are. Viruses are only active within host cells, which they need to reproduce, while bacteria are single-celled organisms that produce their own energy and can reproduce on their own. Also, if you've heard your doctor talk about antibiotics, these medicines are designed to fight a bacterial infection, not a viral infection. And that brings us to the end of today's pronunciation challenge. I think a key takeaway from today's video is that our bodies won't last forever, and to keep them in the best shape we can for as long as possible, we need to give them regular care and maintenance, just like a car or a house would need. By regularly tending to our bodies now, we can spare ourselves from much bigger problems down the road. And that includes regular toothbrushing. Now I want to hear from you. How often do you brush your teeth? And what else do you think many people are neglecting in their daily lives? Is it exercise, nutrition, or something else? Let me know in the comments below, and don't forget to do your recording. I'm Jonathan for VoiceTube, and I'll catch you next time.